expressed on this program are not necessarily those of the board, staff, underwriters, and donors of Voice of Vashon. It's another welcome. It's another beautiful day here on the beautiful island of Vashon. Tom Walston with you once again this Tuesday on Adventures in Recovery, every Tuesday at 1:30 here. I'm very grateful to be with all of you in this beautiful, beautiful part of the country. So anyway, lots of stuff going on the island. And in fact, last Tuesday, I had the pleasure of having Kelly Goodell as a guest on the show. Kelly, if you remember, or if you didn't see the show, is the director of an incredible live production show that starts this week here on Vashon. So, and it's probably going to sell out. I'm just going to be right up front with you. I believe there's still tickets left. So here's a little teaser about what you're about to take advantage of by seeing this show, Sister Act.
Here she is, folks. The queen of the scene, the diva with a fever, Lady Fabulous 1978. Voulez-vous coucher avec
me, Dolores Van Cartier? Let's light it up, Philadelphia. I've been thinking about you since receiving your call. Can't see living without you. You've got me mind, soul, body, and all. Praying, I pray every night and each day, hoping that you'll drop a line. And I pray till you sweep me away straight to count number nine. You are simply too divine. Take me to heaven. Take me to ecstasy. I'll give you all I've got, cause nothing's as hot as when you groove with me.
There we go. We're going to be, that's going to be this weekend. I think the first show is Thursday night, Vashon Center for the Arts. Like I said before, it's going to sell out. So get your tickets now. And if you're not sure how to get your tickets, just for look for any one of the wonderful signs around town promoting Sister Act. And there's a QR code right there. Just name your phone at it, snap a shot, and you can get your tickets right there. All right. Always something exciting going on at Vashon Center for the Arts, as well as our wonderful Vashon Theater right here. In fact, there's a live show coming up. You know that beautiful outdoor space they have? That is going to be hopefully filled, I believe it's this weekend, with a kind of a James Taylor-type show. It's, a 17 or seven-piece band, and they do all James Taylor covers. It's called Taylor Made. So how to get tickets? Well, stop up at the theater, or you can get tickets at the door, I believe, and you can check that out. That's one thing I love about Vashon. There's always great entertainment. It's a great place for the arts. And a lot of people are starting to come over from Seattle and West Seattle and Tacoma just because of the art scene over here. And then on August 26th, a week from today, it's a movie called 28 Days. Not to be confused with the latest zombie release, 28 years later. This one stars, come and find out. 28 Days, it's about recovery, and it's about a gal that gets a little, well, let's just put it this way. The party favors, if you will, are getting the best of her, and she ends up having to go into a 28-day treatment center. We're talking about Sandra Bullock here. And it's a kind of movie you get your money's worth, where you cry, you laugh. It's a great film. And here's the best part about it. Thanks to Vashon Youth and Family Services, and thanks to King County, we received a grant. So the movie is not only going to be free, the popcorn is going to be free, the beverages, meaning a soft drink, is going to be free, and a candy is going to be free. So how can you beat that? That's going to be at 5:30 next Tuesday, August 26th, 5:30. And you know what? Afterwards, we're going to have a brief discussion about recovery or about kind of a little bit about what you got out of the film. And at that time, you'll be served free pizza. So this is a win, 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 not to mention the inspiration you get out of just enjoying sitting there and enjoying that beautiful Vashon Theater and just taking advantage of a really nice opportunity of having some fun. So yeah, come on and check it out, and I look forward to seeing you there. I'll definitely be there. I'm going to lead the discussion about recovery, and we'll just see how it goes from there. How's that sound? All right. So let's see here. Got some more stuff coming up for you, and some more events around town. And here's one that goes way back with Barry White and his Love Unlimited Orchestra. White's Love Unlimited Orchestra. Boy, I still love that song after years and years and years of playing that. This goes back to the disco era, ladies and gentlemen. For those of you that are maybe a little bit too young to remember those days, those were the fun days. You know, I was going to mention to you all about, you know, expressing just a little bit of gratitude and let you know how much I really appreciate Vashon and coming over here three times a week for my job at Vashon Youth and Family Services. And we're going to talk a little bit more about that in all the services that they provide and what a resource that is for you. And keep in mind the question, who have you helped today? Does that make sense to you? Who did you help today?
Listen, baby, ain't no mountain high, ain't no valley low, ain't no river wide enough, baby.
If you need me, call me, no matter where you are, no matter how far.
Don't worry, baby,
just call my name, I'll be there in a hurry. You don't have to worry, cause baby,
baby, you know what? I gotta see. I'm sorry about that, folks. I gotta find out how we can. So, somebody's calling in. Maybe this will be a solution. Hello, it's Vashon. Hello.
Hi.
Hello. Oh, we got somebody on the air. Ladies and gentlemen, is this Emmy Bell?
It is. What is going on with your baby? Does it need a change?
You know, Emmy, I think it does need a change. Maybe you can... Oh, that's probably what's going on here. The baby needs a fresh diaper.
Well, guess what, Tom? You're in luck, because we're having a diaper drive at Vashon Youth and Family Services right now.
What? What is going on? Tell us more. That'll help get this baby to stop crying, maybe, huh?
Yeah. Well, we're having a campaign because we have lost our funding that normally gives us diapers on a regular basis for Family Place. So we're asking the community to donate to us. We can build back our pile of diapers. Ways you can give are online at vashonyouthandfamilieservices.org and hit support and it'll take you to the diaper drive. Or you can drop some off if you want at our main office right across from the country store. It looks like the newborn sizes are in demand because we do these really cute new baby boxes. that also includes wipes and thermometers and teeny tiny nail clippers. So we're trying to get some baby boxes and diapers and newborn sizes 1s, 2s, and 6s, and also wipes.
Amy, I am so grateful for you calling in just at the exact moment that I needed help with this poor baby that just really needed some help. And, it's just that we've had this program for a while, but like you said, the funding was pulled. And yep. Vashon Youth and Family Services has so many different ways that they help the community. This is just one of many, many, many. And if you're curious, some of the other things that Vashon Youth and Family Services provides for this beautiful community, go onto the Vashon Youth and Family Services website, VYFS.org, and take a look at the events and the calendar. Because, Emmy, there's all sorts of other stuff going on, right?
That's right. You know, I was going to say back on the diapers, I don't know if anybody knows, a lot of us have our kids are already out of diapers, but have you seen the cost of diapers lately, Tom? It is astronomical. So the struggles are real. Helping folks get diapers on a regular basis is a real need on the island. And we can do a good monster shop at Costco, or you can pick up a bag at a pack at Thriftway or IGA. And drop it off at our main office, and that would really help out some new moms and moms with toddlers. So, yeah, the struggles are real. There it goes again.
Well, folks, please help us reach our goal. We'll get this baby to calm down, and you know when it's going to calm down? When we reach our goal. So far, we've got a good jump start, but our goal is going to be $2,000. It's not really, that's very reachable. And as soon as we reach that, the baby will stop crying. And I'm going to be giving you updates every week to let you know where we're at with, so far we're a little over, we're almost to $350. Isn't that right, Emmy?
We're at about 330 right now.
Well, so we're getting there, folks. It's going to take a while, I think, but it's like Emmy said, we need newborn sizes, 1s, 2s, and I believe 6s. Is that correct?
Yep, that's a toddler size. I forget what that meant, too. Yeah, that's a toddler one. And then if folks can remember to pick up some wipes and drop them off, or we can come and pick up diapers for wherever you are on the island. Make it easy.
Boy, that's too easy. And so you all know where Vashon Youth and Family Services is. If you do buy a bunch of diapers to distribute or to donate, fresh, brand-new diapers in the package, goes without saying, I guess, drop them off at the front lobby. There's a box, a diaper box, right at the front desk, or you can stop in and say hi to Molly or any of us that work there. Emmy is usually behind the scenes doing all this really cool stuff that she does to keep our doors open, really. So the goal is to let's get up to $2,000, and this would contribute to maybe your mantra if you choose to accept today of it being, who have I helped today? You know, we're helping those that can't help themselves. Babies are a little bit, they provide a heck of a lot of cuteness, and that's really the best gift right there, right, Emmy?
Yeah, and we want to keep our island babies, healthy and dry and happy. So, yeah, peace on the island.
Healthy and dry and happy. And I picked out a special song, Emmy, just for this occasion. So we're going to listen to this. And if you don't mind, I'm going to come right back to you to have some more live entertainment with Emmy Bell.
All right.
That's about does it, you guys. Does anybody have any questions? Yes, the Diaper Bot 5000.
Yes, I have a question about changing diapers.
Yes, of course.
Do you have a song of the night to sing to a baby while changing its diaper?
Yes, as a matter of fact, I do. It goes exactly like this. Hit it!
I look at you, you look at me. We take your diaper off so we can see. Is there anything that needs it to be clean? And no, you got no poop, you got no pee.
And and there's more.
I look at you, you look at me. We take your diaper off so we can see if there's anything that needs it to be clean. And nope, you got no poop.
Yeah, but you got some pee.
I look at you, you look at me. We take your diaper off so we can see if there's anything that needs it to be clean. And
oh, oh, man. Kid. Oh, yeah. You got poop.
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 You got the poop.
You got the poop.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'm so pleased to have with us today Emmy Bell, promoting the diaper drive through Vashon Youth and Family Services. Emmy, did you like that little theme song?
You have outdone yourself, Tom. it reminded me, though, we're also accepting cloth, new cloth diapers and new cloth covers, if anybody would like to go that route, too, so we can offer that as an alternative to disposable diapers. Yeah.
Really? Good to know. So, and it helps the environment too. So those of you that are a little bit more environmentally conscious, cloth diapers are definitely welcomed as well. Say, Emmy, I've got another question for you. I know you're really big on the promotions and the things that Vashon Youth and Family Services has in the community. Isn't there a fun skating event coming up pretty quick too? I think that's going to be, is that in Seattle? Do you know anything about that?
That's our summer youth program, and it's open to, I forget what the ages are, you know, you caught me by surprise. I need to check with Michelle and LaShawn and at our mental health clinic and see what they are thinking with that. I don't have those dates handy.
Oh, that's quite all right.
All are welcome, and they're going to have some, it's a field trip, they're going to have cars. They just need to know how many people that they need to over there, and I do think the parents need to come with them.
I didn't mean to put you on the spot with that because we didn't know we were going to talk about that, but I wanted to let people know that Vashon Youth and Family Services have things going on all the time for the community. They rarely cost a cent to the community. Fortunately, we have some incredible grant writers. Hello, Emmy, and people that know how to bring funding into Vashon Youth and Family Services. We've already had a skate event or at a playland in Seattle, and these usually include transportation if you need help with that. And, we want to enrich our community by having things to do, because one of the complaints we hear from our youth population is, there's nothing to do. It's like, well, that's really not true.
Isolation for parents, too. This is also to get, give parents support and community events to get everybody out of their house and remind them that we have a great community here. We just need to come together and find places to do that.
Boy, that's powerful right there. And, sometimes we don't appreciate what we have on the island until we actually maybe step away and come back and see how blessed we are and how beautiful we have it right here on Vashon. Well, Emmy, I got to tell you, it's always a pleasure having you on the show. You always enrich us. And I'm going to remind you that we'll probably be checking in with you every Tuesday, because our goal is not only to reach $2,000 in donations for diapers, but also to get this baby to stop crying.
Yes, please.
and when we do reach the goal, you're going to be hearing some very, very happy baby songs. Baby sounds. Yes. So, anyway, really a pleasure having all you folks with us. And like I said before, we're here every Tuesday with Adventures in Recovery. And let me also mention that when I say recovery, I mean, what new and exciting things are you doing to enrich your life? Doesn't necessarily mean you have an addiction to something. It just means hop on board and have some fun with us. Hey, thanks again, Emmy, and we'll look forward to talking to you again next week.
Okay, thank you for...
I just woke up from a dream where you and I had to say goodbye. And I don't know what it all means, but since I survived, I realized wherever you go, that's where I'll follow.